This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Turkish troops have started retaliating against suspected Kurdish rebel groups in northern Iraq. According to a Turkish government official who spoke yesterday, Turkey's artillery units were shelling rebel positions until late last night. The strike was in response to a rebel ambush Sunday that killed 12 Turkish soldiers. Turkey has warned Iraq and Western allies that an attack is imminent unless the U.S. and Iraq move to stop the Kurdish guerrillas known as the PKK. The U.S. till now has been pressuring Iraq's government to intervene. But yesterday, U.S. State Department officials stepped up direct pressure on Iraqi Kurdish leaders to rein in the Kurdish rebels. The U.S. government says it's using private security contractors more and more in the Iraq war, but it isn't adding new staff to deal with the expanding contracts. That's what U.S. State Department officials said yesterday. The U.S. is now paying close to $4 billion a year for these contractors, up from $1 billion annually 4 years ago. Two government reports out this week outlined how the State Department has mismanaged these contracts, which has resulted in cost overruns and poor accountability, and in some instances, violence. To help correct this, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has approved a set of 19 new rules for security firms operating in Iraq. Some are already in place, like putting diplomatic security escorts in security convoys and putting surveillance cameras in contractor vehicles. Finally, hey, scooch in closer. That's what California's First Lady Maria Shriver told a group of presidential candidates' wives she gathered together yesterday on a stage in Long Beach, California. The women scooted their folding chairs together for an intimate chat about the rigors of life as a campaign spouse. Michelle Obama said her two daughters had adjusted pretty well, using their father's bid for the White House as leverage.
It's like, you want to run for president? We're getting a dog. And let me tell you, we talk about this dog every day. Every day. What kind are we going to get? You do know we're getting it. What breed? How big? How small?
John Edwards' wife, Elizabeth, no stranger to national campaigns, said while spouses can get flack for being too outspoken in campaigns, it's their job to defend their candidate.
Sometimes if we think he's being misrepresented or misserved by something, it's our jobs as wives to say, you know, I don't think that's really the best thing. That becomes, if you've spoken to the said that to the wrong person, that becomes you are masterminding the campaign just because you were being the kind of spouse all of us hoped to have.
All the top-tier candidate spouses were there, except Judith Giuliani, who declined the invitation, and the only potential first husband in the group, Bill Clinton, who had a scheduling conflict. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Michael and Allison, back to you.
Oh, how I wish Bill Clinton had been there.
Maria Shriver said that initially he had suggested maybe he might serve tea, but alas.
Remember in 2004, the phrase used or the word used with Teresa Hines Carey, refreshing, no matter what she did. So refreshing.
Excuse me. Teresa.
That's the way she corrects you on that. It's refreshing.
Thanks, Rachel Martin.
You're welcome.